Ukraine's atomic energy company has said that one reactor at the Russian-held Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant has now been reconnected to the Ukrainian electricity grid and that it is building up capacity. It comes after Ukraine's President Zelensky said the world narrowly escaped a radiation disaster yesterday when power to the plant was cut off. Ukraine says Russian shelling sparked fires which severed power lines to the plant. A Russian official blamed Ukraine. Backup diesel generators were used to maintain cooling and safety systems at the plant. Well, we can talk now to Dr. Paul Dorfman, who's a member of Ireland's Radiation Protection Advisory Committee and a senior fellow at the University of Sussex. Dr. Dorfman, thank you for talking to us this afternoon. What, so far as you understand, happened at the plant that led to, I mean, what President Zelensky described as really a very close call with what would have been disaster?
If power is cut to a nuclear power plant, then there's a significant risk associated with reactor cooling and also, importantly, high-level spent fuel pond cooling. It's a deeply, deeply dangerous situation. Problems with the electricity supply to the plant appear to be unresolved as of now. I mean, the plant was disconnected twice on Thursday when a blaze affected the fourth and last connection into the plant's reactors, and three other lines had already been taken out during the, during the war. The plumes of smoke are rising up near the plant, and the Energoatom, Ukraine's state nuclear agency, says, work is underway to restore the plant's connection to the grid. And the plant's own electricity needs are being supplied through a power line from Ukraine's electricity system.
So this potentially then is a very fragile and still a very hazardous situation. But what of the news, and it's just come in the last hour or so, that one reactor has now been reconnected to the grid. What's the significance of that?
Well, heaven be praised. You've got a situation here, an unthinkable situation, where the largest nuclear power plant in Europe is under military attack, either internally in terms of false flag operations by the Russians or otherwise, or it's simply being lost in the fog of war. Now, the implications for that are very serious. As Zelensky says, as the IAEA say, as the UN say. In terms of Ireland, we commissioned a work a number of years ago as to what would happen if a severe radiation plume hit Ireland. And Ireland is sort of famous for its pristine agriculture. A lot of baby food comes from Ireland. If a plume were to, the report reported back, if a plume, a significant plume were to hit Ireland, it would have drastic consequences for the Irish economy.
And beyond, in circumstances where something like that kind of a disaster was visited on Europe. What then, you mentioned the International Atomic Energy Agency, what of their role? They're saying that they have agreement from all the parties involved to go into the plant, to try to secure it. What more can or should they be doing, do you think?
The problem with the International Atomic Energy Authority is that in the past, and as of now, they have never talked about published a regulated for this kind of eventuality. They've kept quiet, basically. IAEA is largely very supportive of nuclear, and what they've done is to have done nothing in terms of the regulation for any prospective new build or any advice as to what might or might not happen if a nuclear plant comes under attack. So if we get through this, the lessons learned are one of the very great potential for the weaponization of civil nuclear in an increasingly unstable world. And all that implies for nuclear in the future.
So this really is an entirely new threat. We've lived clearly with the threat of nuclear war for very many decades. But this threat, the weaponizing of, as you say, civilian energy generation, nuclear energy generation, is something entirely new. The genie is out of the bottle, if you like, on this.
Well, the genie is out of the bottle. Yes, of course, you know, one, people like me, many others, have known about this for, decades. So in that sense, it is a question about openness and transparency. One needs to be clear, you know, take the lid off the can, you know, let's speak honestly about what's happening and speak honestly about the potential threats involved in terms of, for example, across the way from you, the UK national security strategy, all nuclear installations are uniquely implicated as tier one threats, tier one hazards. And that threat is not simply military attack. It's also cyber, which is increasingly problematic. So long story short, nuclear, one needs to really seriously consider the very real possibility of attack and radiation from that attack, both to current and any planned new nuclear. You can't defend from a military attack. There is no way that you can defend from a military attack on a nuclear power plant.
Dr. Paul Dorfman from the Radiation Protection Advisory Committee and a senior policy research fellow at the University of Sussex, thank you very much for that.